My eyes opened to a bright white light. I was in an unfamiliar room, a white room. The wall beside me was covered in long vertical blinds. Over my head, the glaring lights blinded me. I was propped up on a hard, uneven bed, a bed with rails. The pillows were flat and lumpy. There was an annoying beeping sound somewhere close by. I hoped that meant I was still alive. Death shouldn't be this uncomfortable. My hands were all twisted up with clear tubes, and something was taped across my face, under my nose. I lifted my hand to rip it off. "No, you don't," and cool fingers caught my hand. "Edward?" I turned my head slightly, and his exquisite face was just inches from mine, his chin resting on the edge of my pillow. I realized again that I was alive. This time with gratitude and elation. "Oh, Edward, I'm so sorry."
"Shh,"
he shushed me. "Everything's all right now." What happened? I couldn't remember clearly, and my mind rebelled against me as I tried to recall. I was almost too late. "I could have been too late," he whispered, his voice tormented. "I was so stupid, Edward. I thought he had my mom." "He tricked us all,"